Hey guys, it's Monday. It's January, so we're getting the year started off, and we wanted to help with your quiet time, your consistent time with the Lord, by giving you some tools on how to attack Scripture, how to process Scripture. And so we've been doing that over the last several weeks, and I've been with my good friend Tim Nix here, and he's got one more way to kind of help us think through what it is we're reading in our daily reading. So Tim, what's this last one that you have for us?
Well, it's called the three R's.
Three R's. So we've had acronyms, we've had sword, graphics, and icons, and now we've got alliteration. Three R's.
Three R's. Right. That's right. Yeah. And so the three R's are read, read again, reflect, and go.
Okay. Read again, reflect, and go.
Yeah, with questions in between.
Questions in between.
read, and then read the passage, you know. And this, again, this works good for shorter chunks.
Yeah.
Because you're going to read it again.
Right, right.
I like to read Psalms and then read them again.
Okay.
And so I like this. So you read and then ask, what did you like in this story? Mm-hmm. What did you like in this story or in this passage? What did you really like in it? And so to think about that. And then there may be something that you don't like, you know, and so you might, or something that confused you.
Yeah.
Or something that you just, that bothered you.
Yeah.
And so that would be the second question. What confused or bothered me?
So this is a little bit different. You know, that particular question is a good question because oftentimes, you know, when we get to this level of kind of thinking about a text, it is, what is it that I didn't know? What questions do I have about, you know, something like, and so on. Explain. We rarely ask the question, what disturbed me?
Mm-hmm.
You know, what bothered me about this text, about this story or something like that? That's a great observation to make is why am I bothered by this?
Yeah. It's a good question to ask with people that are just starting to learn how to follow Jesus.
Yeah.
That don't have a lot of familiarity with the Scriptures.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that may be new to the faith.
Good.
Yeah.
Very
so that's read and then ask those two questions and then read it again. Because after you've asked those questions, read it again. It may shine light on the answers to those questions.
Yeah, yeah, that makes sense.
And so you read it again and then you ask, what do I learn about God? And what did I learn about man?
Yeah.
And so you know, take your time with that.
Right.
And think about that, and it probably will help with the first part of it, especially if something was troubling or bothersome.
Yeah, right.
And then you reflect on it and think about, what am I going to do with this now?
Yeah.
Okay? What am I going to do with it? How do I need to respond? And then how will I pass on what I've learned in word and deed? How can I pass that on? How can I share this with someone else or help someone else?
Yeah.
Or pray for someone else.
Yeah.
And so.
So I think, you know, in all of these methods that we've looked at, I think there's a couple of critical pieces that we need to be certain are in place no matter what it is, no matter what tool we're using. Mm-hmm. And one of them is simply asking the good questions about a text to kind of help us turn it over and cultivate and we're thinking about it. But then in just about every one of them, it doesn't just end with me, that there is obedience, there is action, there is something's got to change in my attitude or something's got to change in my action or something. And so it's not just left on the table, but it's something I'm carrying with me to make a change in my life as it is.
Yeah.
And so you've got a book here. Mm-hmm. Tell us about this book.
This book has helped me. This is where I learned the comma.
Okay.
Comma with one M method. And it's got several outlines, several ways that you can work through the Scriptures using some of these tools. And it's been very, very, very helpful for me. We used it with college ministry, and it helps you to adapt your questions to different genres of Scripture.
Yeah.
And so that's been very helpful.
But so that's one thing to kind of make note of is that, you know, you've laid out there five different tools to use in Bible reading. Some of these tools work better with narratives or with stories. Mm-hmm. Some of them work better with maybe larger chunks of Scripture or didactic types of passages of Scripture or something like that. And you recommend, like, particularly this three R's, that it works really well with stories, okay? What would you recommend for the more teaching, kind of instructional, Pauline epistle type? What do you think works well with those types of letters?
Maybe the comma.
Comma, yeah. Because you're talking about context.
Yeah, you're talking about context and meaning.
Yeah.
And, type of thing.
I think that would work well.
Yeah.
Good. Well, Tim, thanks so much for being on the podcast. I know that our watchers are going to really benefit from this. If you've got questions, drop them in the comments box. We'll try to answer them as best as we can. Until next time on Day by Day Hacks.